You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Turn with me to, first of all, Romans 12. We'll just start there, Romans 12 chapter. I want to teach you a little bit about overcoming today. Everybody say overcome. Overcome. You know, God's will is for you to overcome in life, not to be overcome by life. And I know life's got a lot of tragedies, got a lot of sharp edges. You cut me, I bleed. I hurt like everybody else. But God wants us to get back up. I love the saying, says, I'm either up or I'm getting up. Y'all out there. Not a sin to be down, but it's a sin to want to stay there. It's not a sin to be sick, but it's a sin not to try to get well. God forbid you wouldn't try to get well. Are you with me? Go to the doctor, take medicine, get prayed for. Let's get over it. Not a sin to be hurt. We've all been hurt. Everybody, you know, has things in their past to try to hold on to you, but at some point you've got to shake that thing off, shake the chains off, get back up on your feet and go forward. I don't know what everybody did to you, but your future's in your hands. You have an open future. If you will trust God and you will stand on God's word, you can get over your past. But you've got to turn around, you've got to face forward, amen? And you've got to let some things go, and you've got to trust God. You've got to realize that you were not born again. When I say born, I'm talking about born again by as a Christian, as a believer. You were not born to fail. You were born to win. Doesn't mean we don't fail. Of course we do. Doesn't mean we don't sin. We sin. But we weren't designed to do that. It's been said this way. We were designed to win, but we're programmed to fail. We live in a world that just programs us to give in, to give up, to endure instead of overcome. We're putting up with what we ought to be overcoming. Are you out there? Oh, come on. Some of them say amen, hallelujah, somebody. Romans 12:21 says this, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Woo! That's good news. That ought to be exciting. Good will overcome evil. In fact, it does overcome evil in the end. We know that. All you got to do is read the back of the book and you see we win this thing. When the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. He loses, we win. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't be overcome of evil when evil comes. Don't be overcome of circumstances when they come. Don't be overcome of the bad deal, as it were. You know, it's just the deal of the cards or whatever. No, it's not. Come on, you can overcome things. You can pray. You can come to God. You can ask God to help you, and He'll put you on top. Hallelujah. Above only, not beneath. Isn't that what it says? Deuteronomy 28. Yeah, it's incremental. I'm not saying everybody's going to be a millionaire, but you can improve from where you are. I know I used to preach in India, 1980, I went there with 6 weeks one time, 3 weeks another, and preached, and people said, well, you can't preach that God wants to bless them. Well, sure you can. Well, they don't have cars, and they don't have, you know, all of them don't have houses. I said, well, they can believe God for a bicycle. I mean, if they're preaching and they're walking, they can believe God for a bicycle. And if they got a bicycle, they can believe for a motorcycle. Amen. I mean, wherever you are, just believe that God will bless you so you can do more and reach more and help others. Prosperity has a purpose. It's not about greed. It's not about just lusting after yourself. It's about getting sufficient where you can help others. Why would you pray, God bless my four no more? Why not bless you so you can bless others? Why not go from being blessed to being a blessing? That's what God's saying. And that takes time. It takes effort. And it starts where you are. But if you'll realize that you were born to overcome, hallelujah, you can incrementally, little by little, improve in your life. You can be a better Christian, you can love more, you can forgive more, you can live more holy. It doesn't happen overnight, but start where you are. Amen? Take the first step. I believe God's happy and pleased and excited when you do that. Amen? I know when my kids took their first step, they were in the book, man. They were walking. Well, three steps, but that's good enough. I mean, we counted them. They fell right over after that, but that's okay. Daddy was proud enough to put that in the book. They were walking. And I think God looks at us that way, too, or even more so. Just our efforts, just our start, just to make the effort. Come on. Yeah, he'll write it in a book. You know, he did this and he did that. And little by little, we'll do more. Yeah. Praise God. But don't be overcome of evil. I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know about all the economic prognosticators or doomsayers, as it were. I don't know what all they're saying on Fox News and CNN and all the other channels. Sometimes you need to turn the TV off. Because it just gets you stirred up, and you don't have enough blood pressure medicine to keep it down anyway. If you're going to listen to all that all day long, I mean, come on. I listen to it. I mean, I stay up with the news and what's going on. But it can be so depressing, I mean, when you think about it. And we have resources that the world doesn't have. we have recourse to heaven. Hallelujah. We can call on God. Listen, my God supplies my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can remember when Brother Osteen, John Osteen, our pastor, that's Joel Osteen's dad, John Osteen used to say, why, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It doesn't matter if gas goes to $1 a gallon. Remember those days? And it did. It went to $1 a gallon. And you know what? Here we are. In fact, it's quite a bit over $1 a gallon. Why, if milk goes to $1 a gallon, if bread goes to $1 a loaf, you know, he was going through all these things, and we were laughing, you know, cutting up. Well, yeah, that would be crazy, wouldn't it, to be that high? And yet he was saying, God can supply. Well, you know what? God is supply. We're still alive. We woke up on the right side of the ground this morning. Every day above ground's a good day. Amen? Well, as Christians, the day we don't get up is probably the best day. Amen? Because we're going to heaven. But see, don't be overcome. Don't let that overwhelm you. Sometimes we're just overwhelmed by the bad news and what it predicts supposedly in our life. It looks like it's going to be this bad. There's no hope out there. I'm telling you, the world is without hope. That's what church is about. It's about giving hope to people. And our hope is in God. Our hope is in Jesus. Our hope is in his word, in his integrity, his faithfulness, and his character to come through. His unchangeableness. Hallelujah. Whatever happens, whatever anybody does or doesn't do, I know God will come through. Hallelujah. He is the Lord God. He changes not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. If you can't trust God, who can you trust? And if God doesn't love you, stick the fork in, you're done. God does love you. If you had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. No doubt about it. Amen? Hey, turn me, if you will. Hey, let me turn there too. In fact, let me give you a little hint. If you're a minister, you ought to turn to the passage first and then have everybody else turn to it. That way there's not a lull, you know, dead spot. But turn with me, if you will, to 1 John. Ooh, 1 John 5. Man, I love it. Overcome, overcome. Subdue, conquer, overcome. Hey, it doesn't mean we're supermen, superwomen. I understand we're human. It doesn't mean everything's going to go right perfectly every single day. We're going to have down days and up days. But, you know, we plow through. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil. Didn't say, yea, though we die in the valley. It says, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. See, you're never alone. You hadn't been alone a day in your life since the day you got saved. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You may have felt that way. You may have thought that. But he was always there. And really, he was there to help you and to deliver you. Not to just go through the mess with you, but to get you out of the mess. That's helping anybody. 1 John 5, notice what it says here in the first verse. And bear in mind, we taught along these lines a couple weeks ago also out of John 16:33, and then we talked about how Jesus overcame, remember in Matthew 4, when he overcame the devil by speaking the word to him. Well, that's one way you overcome, by getting the word of God in your life and start trusting God's word or his report as opposed to the other report you've been hearing. You know, you hear all kinds of reports. Did you hear what so-and-so said? Did you hear this on the news? Did you hear that? Well, did you hear what God said? That should be the question. And then whose report are you going to believe? God's report or somebody you don't even know on a television show with a microphone and a format? I mean, we hear all kinds of reports, but we don't even know those people. We don't even know where they got that information. But God Almighty has said some things here, and he's never known to be wrong, and he's never forsaken us, and he's never failed to help us when we really truly called and called on him, believed him. So I think I'll just believe his report. Amen? I'll just take his word on the matter and not everybody else's word. 1 John 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Boy, that's a good one. How many of y'all believe Jesus is the Christ? Amen. Sure, I believe that. Well, now, it says, I believe he's the Messiah, the anointed one, the one that God sent to take our sins away, the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. I believe he was the one prophesied all through the Old Covenant, all through the feast of the Old Covenant. I believe he is our Passover. He is our first fruits. Are you with me? He is the unleavened bread. Jesus is all that. Hallelujah. He is the one that God said he'd send. And it says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, that's just a Greek word, means anointed one. The Hebrew word is Meshach or Messiah, which means the same thing. says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Well, I know you're excited about that. Y'all try to calm down. But we're born of God if we believe in Jesus, if we believe in Him. That's why we're saved. That's why we're going to heaven. Not because of anything we do, not because of our goodness, not because of our money, not because of our parents, grandparents. God has no grandchildren. He just has kids. But because we believe that Jesus is the Messiah, He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we're born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat loves Him that is begotten of Him. That's a sign we ought to love God's people. Amen. If we love God, we ought to love God's people. And he goes on down. Let's skip down to the fourth verse. For whosoever is born of God. Have you born of God? Okay. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Wow. Oh, y'all be quiet now. Calm down. Let me preach. I know this is exciting. Okay. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, I didn't say we're overcome by the world. Sometimes we get that idea, and sometimes in church we get the idea that we're here to suffer. You know, we're here to, we do suffer persecution, but we're not here to suffer a lot of things we're suffering. We're putting up with a whole lot more than we should be putting up with. We're enduring what we should be overcoming. Are you with me? That we things we can pray about, things that we can get over in life, past hurts, past pain, past sins, guilt, shame, all those things. You see, we can overcome and have overcome in Christ Jesus. Insecurity, inferiority, intimidation, all those things that hold us back, fear. Well, we're supposed to be overcoming that. We're not supposed to be putting up with all that. Well, I'm just afraid of the future. You don't have to be. God hadn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Amen. God's given you the wherewithal to make it and to go over. If you believe that Jesus is Christ, you're born of God. Amen? And if you're born of God, you overcome the world. I mean, it's just a classic pattern of logic there. I mean, come on. I believe Jesus is the Christ. I'm born of God. Since I'm born of God, I overcome the world. Well, what am I doing letting the world overcome me? What am I doing under the weight of these circumstances? The weight of these reports that I'm hearing? The gates open. What am I doing in the prison? You know, we're kind of like cows. Now, ladies, don't take offense. I don't mean that personally. I'm just using an example here. So I'm just talking about all of us in general. Okay. But you put a cow inside a pastor. We're not as smart as cows, actually, if you don't know the truth. You put cows in pastors. You know what they do? They start walking the fence looking for a way out. But us being so intelligent, you put us in a pasture, we go out in the middle of the pasture and sit down. Hello. I mean, something bad happens, we just give up. Put on a blues music, start singing, Nobody Knows the Trouble I See. How you doing? Oh, my. Some people, you don't want to ask them how they're doing. First of all, you don't have the kind of time it takes to hear how they're doing. And you'll be so depressed, you know, that you'll want to give up yourself when it's all over. It's like that guy on the bridge was fixing to jump and give up his life, and somebody ran up and said, no, don't do it, it's not worth it. And he says, what are you doing trying to give your life away and throw your life away like that and jump off the bridge? And he starts telling him everything that happened to him. When it's all over, the guy said, come on, I'll jump with you. He was so depressed. I mean, some people you don't want to ask that, and sometimes we're that way because we just go rehearse the curse, rehash the trash, just go over all the bad things that are happening. Hey, we all got a list. We all been hurt. Are you with me? And I'm not demeaning, I'm not belittling that. I know it can be very painful. I got a sordid past. I got skeletons in my closet. I don't want to bring them out. And I got no stones to throw. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Amen? But what we got to do at some point is say, you know what, I'm supposed to overcome all this. I'm not supposed to let this overcome me. Amen. Too many times we let our past overcome us. We let past fears and insecurity and failures over. We've all had failures. Come on. We've all been hurt. Every one of us. But we're Christians. We are believers. We can heal. We can recover. And we can go forward. Hallelujah. We were born to do so. Woo. Born to win. Programmed to fail. But let's change the program. How about that? Let's change the input. Let's change what we're listening to. You know, Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, at some point you've got to change the input. You've got to change what's coming in. You can't just run out there in the middle of the circumstances, in the middle of the bad reports, and just sit down. You got to stand up and you got to fight. You got to say, God says this, and I'm going to stand on God's word. I don't know about everybody else. I can't change the world. I can't change everybody, but I can change me. I can't undo what was done. I can't unscramble eggs. I can't change the past, but I can sure go forward. I can believe God. I can trust God. I can overcome because I am a Christian. I have power I never had before. I've got Jesus on my side now. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I can overcome because I always triumph in Christ Jesus. And he always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Hallelujah. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Through Christ, through Christ, through Christ, through Christ. Hallelujah. You got power you never had before. You're not who you used to be. You're somebody else now. Don't forget it. When you look in that mirror and you see those wrinkles and you're getting older and older, don't forget. There's more on the inside of you than there is on the outside of you. And what's on the inside of you is going to live forever. And what we got to do is get what's on the inside of us on the outside of us. Amen? Woo! Am I the only one getting excited here? I hope you don't think I just come down here to preach myself happy. I really want to help you. I want you to get all of it too. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this, fourth verse, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. See, that's where the breakdown is, really. We for whatever reason, we don't believe. You know, we don't trust. We don't pray. We don't come to God. And when we do, we're really not sure that he's going to do something. We kind of treat God like Las Vegas, pulling the lever, hoping comes up triple nickels, you know. Shoot one up there, and maybe I'll catch him in a good mood. Maybe something will happen, you know. But really, God is our Father. He loves us. He cares about us. He's concerned about us. He wants us to make it. I mean, what person would not want their child to make it? And what person, when their child truly, honestly, from their heart comes to their father, what person would turn them away? If they're sincere and they're honest and they want to turn around, they respectfully come out of love asking for help, how much more would God help us? How much better is God than us? Greater, far greater than you ever dreamed or imagined. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was buying some land in my hometown, Center, Texas, C-E-N-T-E-R. I had to enunciate because being from East Texas, it comes out center, you know. And I was a sinner in Center before I got saved. But I remember after I got saved, Brent and I bought a little place there. It's a house and 2 acres of land. Then we went back. We were going to buy 3 acres behind it, make it five. And we were living in Houston at the time, going to Lakewood Church. And my dad, he since passed away a couple years ago, but he came up to me and he said he was going to loan me, I think, $500 or something to put down on it. And I said, "Oh, Dad, you don't have to do that." He said, "No, I want to do that." I said, "No, really, Dad, you don't have to do that." And I never was one to really go to my dad. You know, I was pretty wild in my background, drugs, jails. In fact, my dad put me in jail himself. He was deputy sheriff. I have that distinction. My own dad put me in jail. And he should have done it many, many times before that, incidentally. So, but subsequently got saved later on in life. And, you know, got my life straightened out, got Jesus in my life. And I said, "Dad, you really don't have to do that because that pride, you know, my pride was keeping me from getting it." And he said, "No, I want to help you." And I said, "Well, why? Why do you want to do that?" He said, "Well, son, if you were in jail in Houston where I was living at the time, you know," he said, "I'd come down and bail you out." And he said, "I'd help you." He said, "Why wouldn't I help you now that you're doing good?" Yeah, and I got a picture of love. It just hit me that was just an inkling of the love of God. You know, that God cares about us. We kind of think that when we're in a mess, he saves us. But, you know, God loves us when we're doing good. And if we try to do good, he's really going to help us. He's not just there as a rescue. He's not just there as a lifeline. But he's there to help us every day. And even when we're doing good, he empowers us and strengthens us and gives us the ability to overcome. If we just trust him, that's all he's wanting us to do, is just trust him. Hallelujah. Can't you do that? I can do that. How about you? Yeah. Not a whole lot else I can do, but I can sure do that. I can sure trust him. And that's what he's saying here. He says, whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. How do we overcome? We overcome by believing. We overcome by trusting God. So it gives us first the goal of overcoming and tells us that we are overcomers because we're believers. And the way we overcome is to believe, to truly trust the Lord. Woo! I know this is cornbread and beans. It's not a profound message, but it's something we need to hear nonetheless. Amen? Where you and I break down is when we stop believing. We stop trusting. We don't think it's going to work out. We don't think God's going to come through. We don't think we're going to make all those other times, yeah, but this time we're about to lose it. No, you're not about to lose it. You're going to be just fine. You just trust God. You just call on Him. He'll come through. He always has, and He always will. Hallelujah. Remember all those times He came through? Well, He'll do it again. Remember all the time when you thought you weren't going to make it? Here you are. Do you even remember what you were worried about 10 years ago? You can't even think of what it was. The things that kept you late at night, woke up all night long, looking at the ceiling, trying to figure out how you're going to make it, couldn't sleep, went on for days. Right now, you can't even remember what it was. It just passed. God came through like He always does, and He'll do it again. You know, the kids are that way. I know grandkids now. We've got 5 children and 18 grandchildren. I know, I was 10 when I got married. But anyway, people ask us why we had 5 kids. Well, I had 5 because I didn't want 6. Anyway, the kids are now the grandkids. It used to be the kids, but if you take them out to the swing set, you know, and they get in the swing, you push them, the thing they're going to say over and over, and if you put them on a slide and they slide down, the thing you hear over and over is, do it again, Daddy. Do it again, Daddy. They just worry out. Do it again, Daddy. Do it again, Pawpaw, now. Do it again, Pawpaw. Do it again, Pawpaw. And those little girls, you know, we've got 15 grandsons and 3 little girls. Y'all pray for these little girls because they have me wrapped around their little finger. All they got to do, Adeline, she has this little thing she does. She just looks at me and she goes, man, when she turns that head and smiles, I would give the world to her. I mean, and she knows it too. She doesn't mind using it either. But anyway, they just do it again, do it again. You know, we ought to be that way. Here we are. God, do it again. Do it again. You know, we need help. We need strength. We need to make it. Do it again. You did it before. God, do it again. You know what? He'll just push that swing again. Do it again. He delights in you calling on Him. He delights in you trusting Him. He delights the fact that you have your faith in Him and not in yourself and not in this world, but you're trusting God. Hallelujah. I mean, you do everything you can do. You be reasonable. You work. All those things you do. And use wisdom with your finances, but you're trusting God to help you. You just cannot lose with the one, you can't lose with the stuff we use. That old saying, hallelujah. Well, he says this, let's go on a little further. This helping you at all. Fourth verse. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? Just reiterate the point. But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Yeah. I believe I'm born of God. Yeah. I believe I was born to overcome. I was not born to be overcome by this world. I was not born to be overcome by a cloud of depression that might roll in because of all the circumstances of life. I was not born to be overcome by all the bad reports and all the evil reports that I hear from time to time. I was not born to be overcome by the pressures of life. I was born to overcome it. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. And notice what he goes on to say here in the 6th verse. Y'all ready? I'll wrap this up so we can beat the Baptists to the Berkshires. Or wherever we eat. Everybody say, God bless Baptists. Hey, we're pro-church. Thank God for churches in our town. 5th verse says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Man, pure and simple. If you believe, okay, how many of you believe you're saved? Let's put it that way. You believe you're saved? Because you believe in Jesus, right? Okay, we can go to the Scripture. We can prove that. Anybody has any doubts about that, we can show them John 3:16, Romans 10:9, a lot of good verses. 1 John 5:1, we just read that. Whosoever believes that Jesus Christ is born of God. Now, God either told the truth or He lied. I believe He told the truth. He's not a liar. Amen? Let every man be a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. So I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm saved. I know I'm born of God, born again, because I believe on Jesus. Well, let's just go the next step here. I also know that I overcome, and I will overcome this. And when it's all said and done, I'll still be standing. and let the wind blow and the waves beat and the rain come. But when it's all done, I'll be standing, because I'm standing on the rock of doing God's work. It may look bad and the wind may be blowing and I'm telling you it may be howling, but that's okay. We're trusting God. We're trusting God. I was born to overcome this. You know, I heard R.W. Shambach preach one time, talking about God's abiding presence. And he said, we just need a revelation of God's abiding presence. He said, if you know sheep and a shepherd, if you observe sheep and a shepherd, when the wolf starts howling, now I'm not as animated as R.W. Shambach is, but anyway, he said, when the wolf starts howling, you ever heard R.W. Shambach? Man, he's a preacher. Anyway, he was animated, you know. He said, when the wolf starts howling, the sheep don't look up to see where the wolf is. They look up to see if the shepherd's still there. And if the shepherd's still there, they just keep chomping on that grass, hallelujah. And he was going through all this, you know. But really, that's the case. If the shepherd's still there, who cares what the wolf says or the wolf does? Let the wolf howl. Let the wind blow. We've heard the wind blow before. Are you with me? We'll still be standing because we're born to overcome. That's what we do is overcome. That's what we do is win. That's what we do is go from one victory to the next victory. You say, oh, man, one more battle. No, one more victory. Oh, man, here comes another trial. No, one more testimony. Hallelujah. Great testimonies come out of test. The difference between a test and testimony is just a little more money. I just thought I'd throw that out. I see if y'all are listening. But anyway. But, you know, it's battles that cause victories. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Get somebody to pray with you if you need prayer. But let's overcome. Let's show the world that there is a God that loves them and cares about them. Let's win. Let's smile. Let's succeed. Let's make it. Let's go over. Oh, we get hurt like everybody else, but we heal. We have loss and we have tragedy. We have pain, but we get over it. Amen. Hallelujah. We get through it because of God and our trust in Him. Amen.